Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I did. I just forgot to put the headphones back where they were, and so everything sounded weird for a minute. But no, it's fine. I'm back now.
Okay.
We're back. I'm back. You're back. Everybody's back. The telephone number is back. What is it?
Nikki?
603-283-6160.
Again, 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. We've been talking about this article from Reason Magazine, where apparently the role-playing game Dungeons & Dragons is banned in federal and most state prisons because it could
potentially, maybe, at some point in the distant future,
encourage gang behavior and or violence somehow.
Even though it never has in the past 40 years.
And isn't even that common amongst actual D&D players.
So
I'm just too worried about breaking their glasses.
As
getting an asthma attack.
As a musical guy, this particular article needs a bit of theme music.
Here we go. Harmonica.
More harmonica.
I got my 12-sided die and I'm ready to roll with the wizard and my goblin crew. My friends are coming over to my mom's basement bringing Funyuns and the Mountain Dew. I got a big broadsword made out of cardboard and that stereo's a pumping Zeppelin.
I'm not alone.
It's that time of the night. We turn on the black light. Let the Dungeons and the Dragons begin. It's D&D.
Fantastic.
A little bit of Stephen Lynch from way too long ago.
I enjoy the enthusiasm in their performance.
Yeah, yeah. For those of you who want to check it out, Stephen with the PH Lynch. Like
with
the
Y.
Spelled, yeah.
And it is where you think.
D, the ampersand, and then the letter D.
Or anything by Stephen Lynch.
Yeah, really.
He's hilarious.
Grandfather is one of my favorites.
Go through the whole catalog.
Yeah. At any rate, there was a little bit more in this article that I wanted to mention, and that is, it's all silly, right? The whole banning and the whole, like,
it
might
seems to be.
Possibly be construed as some way to, you know, whatever. It's all silly, but it does illustrate how counterproductive and dumb prison book bans can be. Of all the things you could be doing in prison, D&D is one of the better and less offensive ways to pass the time. It's social, it encourages teamwork and empathy, and as one former incarcerated man told me, gives the vilified an opportunity to be the good guy that the world in which we live rarely does.
Yup.
Aww.
The Bureau of Prisons did not immediately respond to a request for comment.
Because they're the bad guys.
I was about to say, because... Ding, ding, ding.
However,
you're the villain.
According to some inmates, because there's a bit of an update at the end of the article, according to some inmates who wrote in to this author, they say that in some prisons, they either play a game that's very similar to it called Pathfinder. I've never heard of this
I've
game.
I've never heard of that either.
Or they actually go ahead and play it, but the guards look the other way. They don't really enforce it at some prisons. I don't know which ones.
Mean, I would never be a prison guard, but if I were to be one, I would not care if inmates were playing D&D.
Yeah, but like anything, they could just take it away at any time.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I were a prison guard, I'd expect bribes for letting them play and looking the other direction. Because that's what prison guards do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do want to talk about, Nikki brought this in, a little bit about a mobile abortion clinic. But before we do that, we were going to go to a call.
Let's go to a call anyway.
Should we? Risk it? Unscreened caller. What's your name, please?
Hello.
Hello, you're on Free Talk Live. Please do not call.
Oh, thank you. My name is Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Nice to talk to you.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the great state of Wisconsin.
Oh, perfect. Nice. Oh, yeah, don't you know. There, hey.
He understood you.
I know. What's on your mind?
Okay, I just got a question. I want to know your opinion. Do you feel a red wave coming in on November 8th?
Oh, you're talking about the upcoming election and whether or not it'll be, mostly Republican or whatever?
Very, yes. But do you feel it coming, or do you think it's going to be... How do you feel about it? Just curiosity.
How do I feel about it is a different question than what I think about it. Like, do I think a red wave is coming? Yes. I think it's the natural cycle of politics. It goes from Republican to Democrat, Democrat to Republican, Republican to Democrat, Democrat to Republican, and no matter what happens, the government keeps getting bigger, it keeps getting more intrusive, it keeps killing innocent people and bombing people. The empire continues to grow, regardless as to whether it's a red wave or a blue wave. So
you should bring back the Whig Party.
That's how I feel about it. Nikki, how do you feel?
I feel the same way, and I do, especially in New Hampshire, I do feel like it's going to be mostly red that people are voting for. But I know I've been looking at all those signs, so.
Yeah, that's good. Well, good for me. I don't know. But hey, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, anything else you want to say?
That's about it.
All right, well, feel free to call again.
Go Patriots.
We appreciate you.
Just ignore all the dumb stuff they pass, and it doesn't matter what color the wave is.
Yeah, I just could really care less. And we kind of talked about this last week, or maybe it was Wednesday. I don't vote. I don't care. Some of my friends run for office, and I think that's great.
I hope you win. I'm still not going to vote for you.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't even think I'm registered to vote in the state of New Hampshire. I could vote in Massachusetts if I wanted to, but I hate all those people. No, I don't hate them, but I kind of hate them.
I don't want to be registered.
No, I don't care. No, I literally don't care.
Like, please, can I just show up and vote? Like, I'm me. Why do I have to register?
Well, and like Richie said, I'm going to do whatever I want, regardless. So why do I have to vote for people, you know?
I mean, I wouldn't show up to vote anyway, right?
I got it, but... Based on their system, right, the reason to register is you can't vote twice, like the Democrats do.
But dead people vote, and, right. So, like, it obviously works really well, there are better, faster, and more efficient methods of calculating voting, taking into account the potential for people to vote multiple times. If you just look to Hollywood... Right, these call-in show where you get the American Idol and the what are these dance shows? I don't remember any of their names.
So you think you can dance?
Yes. Yeah. The Voice, right? All these kind of things. They have a superior voting system that takes into account.
Really?
Yeah, takes into account.
That's hilarious.
What percentage of people are going to try and call in and vote twice, and caller IDs and all that kind of stuff. So like, it's a superior system that weeds all that out and gives accurate results, far superior to anything a government, at least the United States government, has.
Shocker.
Even if it didn't weed it out, right?
Right.
Let them vote twice, right? If you're that,
if you care that much.
If you're that committed to your team winning, right, vote as much as you can.
It could be like one of those, because there are certain things. I can't think of an example right now, but there are certain... like contests and stuff where you can enter multiple times. And it's like, if you took the time to enter this contest 500 times, you deserve it.
I cleared my cash 50 times this hour. We're going to win this thing.
Yeah. Right? Like voting for player of the week for insert sport here.
Sure.
Yeah. Right? Those things are all very accurate at tabulating the results.
But even if they're not, right, if it comes down to like voting as many times as you want, and both teams are doing it, right? In aggregate.
Even out.
Yeah, in aggregate, it evens out. Right, yeah. And this has been proven, right? We've covered it many times here on Free Talk Live that statistically, particularly in presidential voting, your vote doesn't do jack. It's not going to be the difference. It's not going to tip the scale one way or another. In fact, it's statistically irrelevant voting for the president. So it's going to have no impact whatsoever.
And even with that, the Libertarians would still get only 1%.
I'd rather people focus on building the thing that's going to make voting obsolete, that's going to make governments obsolete. Focus on that. It's my preference.
Starting with fantasy role playing.
603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll still talk about mobile abortion clinics.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And we're live. And we're in chairs.
And we're talking.
And we are talking. What are we talking about?
That's a great question.
Well, we're going to talk about ForkFest 2023 for just a second.
Phew.
You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 15th through the 18th for the 7th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And in 2023, we're going back to where it all started, the weekend before ForkFest. So it's the pre-funk now.
Yeah.
Get there early.
Free party.
That's right. ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost and no one's in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your campsite, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 15th through the 18th. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest Forum. Links to those can be found at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there again, forkfest.party.
And then stick around for ForkFest so you can sleep off the hangover.
Or continue partying.
Oh, yeah?
You know, or both.
Yeah.
You know, it's up to you. Make it what you want. All right, so, Nikki, you brought in this piece from the Criminal News Network, or the Conspiracy News.
No, wait, give out the phone number first.
What is it?
It's 603-283-6160.
It's 603-283-6160. Anything like that?
Yeah.
All right. See what you're trying to do there.
Yeah.
With a little parody of the D&D song from Stephen Lynch. That's pretty good. In the studio tonight, it's
Richie Rich.
Nikki.
And myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
That felt backwards.
It was. It was 100%.
I have to, like, spin around now.
It was counterclockwise instead of clockwise.
Mm.
Depending on, you know, which way your clock is facing. At any rate, Nikki brought in this article from CNN. The headline reads, "An abortion clinic on wheels. Planned Parenthood in Illinois to reduce travel times for patients in red states by bringing abortion care to them."
My brain is just still going, the wheels on the abortion clinic go
round and round. And round. Round and round.
Oh, man. My kids are going to be seriously messed up when I have
me. No, anywho. They're probably just going to be like,
well-adjusted libertarians.
Yeah.
You know, normal, as we like to refer to people. Unbrainwashed. Normal. Right? Unbrainwashed. Planned Parenthood is preparing to open its first mobile abortion clinic in southern Illinois, which will bring services closer to patients by traveling along the borders of neighboring states where abortion has been outlawed.
All right. Kind of for it.
I think it's going to be a big hit.
Bring choice to the people.
Medical care. Yeah.
It does have... I'm going to read this next sentence, and then I'm going to make a statement. The 37-foot RV... I'm thinking, like, Breaking Bad here. Right? I'm thinking, like, a beat-up Winnebago from 1984 or something, right? You know? With some coat hangers.
They probably have those, you know, too,
some
honestly.
Unsanitary implements of, you know...
That's the unsponsored one.
Yeah.
That's Planned Parenthood's competition.
Unplanned Parenthood. That's what Planned Parenthood should be called, righteously, right? Should be called Unplanned Parenthood, because, like, nobody really goes there to figure out, like,
well,
you know.
I mean,
they go there when it's already too late. Like, well, they're like, oh, I should have planned and I didn't, so let me plan now for a thing I didn't plan.
But there are a lot of other services that Planned Parenthood. Everybody thinks of them just for abortions.
Because that's what the protesters are out there.
Well,
exactly, but they do breast exams, they do other, cancer screenings.
And they do contraception and all that kind of stuff. But, like, still, that's Unplanned Parenthood.
Well, that's planning ahead to not get pregnant.
Well, or at least learning your lesson after the first time. You know, to plan it better the next time, which most parents don't do. At any rate, the 37-foot RV, which will be staffed by a small team of 3 to 5, is equipped with a waiting room, lab space, and 2 exam rooms. The mobile clinic is part of a larger effort by a Planned Parenthood chapter operating in both Illinois, where abortion is legal, and Missouri, where abortion has been banned, to cut travel times and costs for patients seeking abortion care. The mobile clinic is expected to be in full operation before the end of the year, according to Dr. Colleen McNicholas. Well, I've never heard of a McNicholas before. Chief Medical Officer of Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region. The affiliates, Fairview Heights Abortion Clinic in the Illinois side of the St. Louis region, has been flooded with abortion patients. That just, I feel like, you know, a river of, like,
a red wave, if you will.
Seeking abortions are, like, floating through the streets, right? It's a flood of, like, people, right? Has been flooded with abortion patients since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June and revoked the federal right to an abortion. From June through October of this year, the clinic saw a 370% increase.
Okay.
In patients seeking abortion from states outside its service area.
If that's the case, right, then the mobile abortion clinic seems like more of a gimmick, right?
What do you mean?
Well, because they're already getting people out of the state, right? Like, you don't need to bring the service to them. They're already finding it where it's being offered.
Well, the point is to make their commute to have to get it less.
But it doesn't seem to be a problem.
It's not a problem.
It's a 300% increase.
But I think they know that they'll still, you know, it'll still be utilized.
I mean, the way I feel about this is the same way I feel about food trucks.
Right? Okay.
Just, you know, I mean, as long as you have permission from some business, some property owner to, you know, plop your thing down, your trailer, whatever it is, your fifth wheel, your food truck, whatever. Fire, it's all right on, you know. Am I going to go to it? No, probably not. Why? Because I don't really need those services. But if you feel like you do, and it's there, you should be able to go.
Yeah, I'm not saying it shouldn't. I'm saying that the promotion of it seems more of a
gimmick to get themselves in the news, for example.
Some publicity, a publicity stunt, if you will.
I don't necessarily disagree with you.
Okay.
And I'm sure so many people are going to be outraged about this.
Probably. Yeah, I mean, what do you... Oh, no, right? How about this? Do states own the sky, or does the federal government own the sky?
Good question. I don't know. But I know there's like a max height.
Could you have a mobile abortion clinic in the sky? Helicopter, airplane?
Sure. Right. But you got to go up like what, the 62 miles or whatever it happens to be.
Right. But you could be, you know, hovering or circling the property in a state where it's banned, right?
Why not?
I guess so.
And would that be legal?
Again, I think if you go high enough, it doesn't matter.
Do they have abortion cruises?
Yes.
I do.
I'm pretty sure. Like that's one of those, like, Doctors Without Borders.
Yeah, because I'm thinking of, like, I'm applying the concepts of, like, libertarians, anarchists have thought about seasteading, for example, or airsteading.
You go on international water and American law doesn't apply, let alone state law.
Right, so that's why I was like, abortion cruises, right?
Yeah.
You could get, you know, a bunch of people and, you know, everybody get on a cruise, and now you're in international water, and what are they going to do?
Right.
603-283-6160. More about mobile abortion clinics. Coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. President Joe Biden and former Presidents Barack Obama and Donald Trump head to Pennsylvania hoping to tip the balance in a midterm race that could determine control of the Senate. Biden is talking up his party's book, saying he plans to discuss high prices and record profits with big oil companies as the rest of us deal with high energy bills. Meanwhile, former President Barack Obama caps a five-star tour aimed at stemming the party's losses in Tuesday's congressional elections with appearances in Pittsburgh alongside Democratic Senate nominee John Fetterman before heading to Philadelphia, where he'll take the stage at Temple University with President Biden. North Korea has launched a series of missiles this week, including a possible failed intercontinental ballistic missile, drawing condemnation from the United States, South Korea, and Japan, and raising speculation it could be preparing to resume nuclear weapons testing for the first time since 2017. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in and joining us for the Sunday night edition. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, 603-283-6160. We got a couple calls on hold. We'll get to those momentarily. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Before we go on, I want to say thank you to Jesse Cruz. Jesse Cruz is a silver level amplifier. What does that mean? What is it? What's an amplifier? Well, you can find out all about it over at amps.freetalklive.com. Basically, Jesse gives $5 a month to advertise, market, promote, and support this radio program. That money goes primarily to help get us on more radio stations. If you enjoy the program, the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, the topics, the perspective that we bring you on freedom, peace, and prosperity, and you want to see that grow and be spread to more people in more places, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Jesse Cruz, for your contribution. We appreciate you. All right, without further ado, let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. So I just wanted to bring up that 70% of our immunity relies on our intestines, our guts.
It's true.
And
bunch of bacteria in your gut, and that's what's it called, a biome?
Microbiome.
Microbiome, mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's the second brain. It actually controls a lot, like our mood and our emotions. It's really, really interesting. It's a good rabbit hole to go down.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, because the fighting off the flu and the COVID, you know, has to do with how much you could fight off the bad bacteria in your intestines. So it's the battle. Most of the battle is happening in your guts. It's just it's finally, like, it's amazing. Because I thought that immunity would be, like, equal parts, I mean, all over, like, the rest of the body, but, like, most of it is happening in the war is in your intestines. And what's amazing is that, like, the fermented products is the one that helps with these proper biomes. Like, what is it? The yeast, like fermented milk, yogurt, and miso, kombucha, all of these fermented products. I'm trying to figure out why that would be.
Because they have live bacteria cultures in them.
Right.
Yeah.
Even beer, for, you know, to some extent, has, I mean, it's, the alcohol is produced by yeast, and it produces all sorts, and, like, beer, like, you know, don't overdo it, but beer is supposed to be healthy for your microbiome.
Yeah, so I'm just amazed, and, well, there you go, we got a big weapon. Now, we hear about vitamin C, vitamin D, and for your immunity, but also those, probiotics, those will really help. Along with, like, drinking, like, pickle juice, that's supposed to be good for your gut health also.
Yeah, a lot of folks, when they start developing heartburn, they'll immediately reach for some over-the-counter, like, thing, like Tums, which, by the way, backwards is smut, in case you were wondering.
I wasn't.
You don't need to know that, but it's just something I know.
Now you do.
Now I'll never forget. Thank you for that.
Yeah, Tums backwards is smut. Anyway, most people, when they develop heartburn, first start developing heartburn, it won't be chronic. And what heartburn really is a lack of acid in your stomach. That's why it burns. You don't have enough acid in your stomach. So we'll call it the old wives' remedy for that is vinegar.
Yep.
Now, if you don't have vinegar, just reach into your refrigerator and grab your jar of dill pickles and pour yourself a shot of pickle juice, because that's got a bunch of vinegar and garlic and all that kind of stuff in it. And tell me if your heartburn goes away.
I mean, that explains so much. I had a friend, like, stop off at his house as we're cruising around town, and he would pour himself a glass of pickle juice right from the jar, but he also ate anything and was fine.
Yeah. Anything else you want to share, sir?
Yeah, that's great. I don't know. I'm kind of dumb.
All right, well, that sounds like a no. That's all right. You can call
she
back.
She wasn't expecting us to agree with her for a change.
Any other day. Yeah, thanks for the call, Sarah. We appreciate you. Let's move along. Let's go to Padraig, also in New Mexico. Padraig, you are on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, I'm going to ask the question because I'm getting confused. We have a big question about abortion, and I came from a family of nine,
mm-hmm.
and I have six sisters and two brothers, and I love them all to death. We don't always agree, but I want to know how come I see the older people from the 40s and 50s that have been married like 20, 30, 40, 60, 50 years, and they still hang together. And I want to ask the younger women, I guess, why that they don't choose better men to have offspring with.
That's a great question, because I wonder the same thing myself, too.
So this is all a question of perspective, right? So, you know, one person's perspective is, hey, there's a bunch of women not choosing good men, right? There's a whole bunch of, like, you know, baby daddy syndrome going around, that kind of thing.
We call those people nice guys.
Okay. So there's also a thing that isn't talked about, and that is there's not anybody really teaching women how to select a man that's good for them. Right, with the exception of, like, parents, right? But there isn't a study dedicated to it. There isn't, like, well, what to look, you know, there isn't any, you know, sort of science, if you will, behind it that I'm aware of anyway.
Well, and another perspective is maybe, you know, back in the day, maybe it's the men that aren't, you know, being fatherly material or being good partners. And a lot of people point that to, like, breaking up the family unit. So, like, a lot of men didn't have, like, a good father figure. Or, and the same thing with women, too. If you don't have a good mother figure or a good father figure, maybe that chooses you to choose, you know, the wrong man to procreate with.
Now,
I'm gonna ask the lady something.
All right.
Sure.
How do you do that? How do mothers teach their daughters to choose a better mate to
by
have
example.
Babies with? Because having babies is a serious thing.
Absolutely.
I think. And I'm just asking you, how do mothers teach their daughters to choose a better man?
Exactly like I said, by example. I mean, so if you spend any time with children, you'll see you can tell them anything, but they will copy you. And that's how we learn. A lot of it needs to be set by example. So if a daughter sees her mother, you know, hanging out with all these scumbags and there's constantly a different guy in the house, and they will mimic those behaviors. And sometimes people can...
Because that's normal to them.
Well, yeah. And then sometimes people can have a little bit more perspective and be like, nope, you know, I saw my mom do that and I don't want to do the same things.
Stop the cycle.
You know, they stop the cycle, but not everybody has the capability of doing that. And then you have, you know, teenage pregnancy where maybe, you know, accidents happen and not everyone either has access to abortion or agrees with that morally. So.
Richie Rich?
Well, I mean, the general answer is there's plenty of women selecting good men, right?
And yeah.
You're not one of them. That's something for you to look into.
Yeah, there's that as well.
Well, and to
I've seen that before. I mean, I've seen that with younger women.
Sure.
The 30s, mid-30s, 25, 20,
yeah.
Now even younger, that just go to bed with anybody and have no...
Well, so there's another thing you might be overlooking here, Padraig, and it's important to remember that human beings are just barely not apes. Right? And I mean this in the most, like, animalistic way, right? If you look in the wild, you look at, you know, reproduction habits in the wild, right?
I'm a farmer.
The women are generally attracted to the alpha male, and whatever that means in today's society generally means somebody who acts as if they own the place, you know, has a lot of confidence, maybe they're an a-hole, you know, that kind of thing, and maybe they're not the best father figure, but there's a little bit of nature that goes into these human relationships.
There's a good
chance
your grandparents had premarital sex.
Very good. 603-283-6160. Thanks for the...
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Captain's gonna fall out of his chair there for a minute. Push the button so hard.
You know, go big or go home, right? Yeah, if you're gonna press the button, I mean, really press that button.
Make sure everyone knows you're pressing the button.
That's right. I learned it from watching you.
Okay.
Actually, watching a video that you showed me.
I learned it from you, Dad.
Yeah. Well, I say that about people who wonder where all these, like, people who shoot up, movie theaters, schools, stuff like that. Like, where did they learn this from? Well, they learned it from the government.
Mm-hmm. Right? You're not wrong.
Because government is the most violent organization on planet Earth, and it does more mass shooting than... I mean, it is the grand poobah, the leading mass murderer of all time, bar none, hands down by orders of magnitude. The number two largest mass murderer in the world is like... I mean, at 1/1000th of a percent of the mass murderer that government is. So, anyway... In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
It is Free Talk Live. We're in the final segment, so if you haven't called in by now, you're probably not going to get on the radio, but we do have a caller on hold. His name is Jerome. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I wish to share a couple of pieces of information with you.
As long as it's the truth.
Okay, information piece number one, go.
As vetted by Elon Musk's Twitter.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, right. Yeah, the racist. Elon Musk, the racist.
Hey, he's at least African.
Hey, I don't care what kind of sports he watches on TV.
He's as much of an African as I am, okay? You sound like that clown DeSantis. He's an Afrikaner. He's not South African. He's an Afrikaner. That's a difference.
Right. What's the difference? So,
Well, hey, I'm trying to share.
Oh, I know, but I want to know the difference. Now I want three. Right, I want to know the difference. He's making up terms.
No, I'm not.
Well, what's the difference between a South African and an Afrikaner?
He's a racist. That's the difference between... He's a racist.
Aren't most South Africans racist?
Yes.
Isn't that like in their culture?
I heard the little crack DeSantis made about him. Oh, he's an African-American. He ain't no damn African-American.
Well, he might not be an American, but he's definitely an African.
Who's DeSantis?
He's a racist because that now that he's bought Twitter, they're going to have all kind of racist crap on there, and they're going to let Trump come back on with all of his crap.
Well, just don't go on Twitter, then.
Move to Mastodon.
That's for these young people, you know. Hey, I found out today I tested positive for COVID.
Are you positive?
I was really shocked.
Are you sure?
Are you sick?
Positive. I went to the doctor, went to the VA today because I wasn't feeling too good, you know. And he said, we're going to do a test on you, give you some medicine, send you home, and I will call you back in a couple hours.
Yeah.
On my way home, the doctor called me and said, well,
put the lime in the coconut.
Tested positive for COVID. I said, what?
So my next question, of course, Jerome, is were you vaccinated?
Yeah. I've had like about three boosts. I had the original shot, then I had like a couple of booster shots.
And you still
got it.
In fact,
I just had one a couple of months ago.
Huh.
Yeah. Weird. I was in the grocery store Thursday. The same day that I went to see my doctor, my new doctor, and I heard these people coughing, I said, I got to get the hell out of here. I didn't get out fast enough.
All right.
That's when I think it happened.
That was piece of information number one. What's number two, dare I ask?
I found out something through Hillary Clinton, and it's the truth, okay? People talk about
all of a sudden I doubt it
with the crime rate. With the crime rate, Oklahoma has the highest crime rate
really?
In the country.
That's surprising.
Oklahoma, you know where the wind comes sweeping down the rain, run by. See, they don't talk about that because that's run by Republicans.
What's the big city in
They're
Oklahoma?
Not going to talk about that.
Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma has the highest crime rate in the country.
All right, so don't move there.
Yeah. Seems like pretty simple.
No. I'm not interested in the middle of the country. I'm fine where I'm at. Right?
You know, Jerome, I'm a little appointed here. Usually you call in and you're like all, you know, riled up and talking about controversial stuff or whatever.
Hey, Trump's going to run again.
I think the COVID's got you down.
Is that official?
Trump says he's going to run again. He's
supposed to announce it in the middle of this week. He's waiting until after the midterms.
I've been seeing the signs since, like, you know, last election. So
I can't
imagine.
They were
right on it. All the Republicans, Trump 2024, we will avenge his blah, blah, blah.
He doesn't have to run again. He's still the president.
He never lost in the first place. Right, Jerome?
Yeah. He's the president on the poll. Yeah, right. Okay.
So I can't imagine Donald Trump actually running.
Okay. I don't think he can.
Nor can I imagine Joe Biden actually running either.
Hey, you know who's going to be his running mate? That kookaburra from Arizona, where named Kerry Lake, the one that hangs around with drag queens.
Oh,
she's
I don't know who that
with
is.
A drag queen for 20 years, and now she acts like she doesn't know anything about him. Hangs around with drag queens. That's guys that dress up like women, right?
Sure.
I'm not familiar with that type of
thing. I thought it was race car drivers who like to drive really fast while wearing women's clothes.
No.
So women race car drivers.
Drag racing,
oh, okay.
Right?
Wrong. No, that's not. Oh, you're real cute, aren't you? Oh,
no, I'm funny.
Yeah.
Well, some might find it cute.
Okay, but maybe. Generally not the term.
You know what I mean?
Only the ones with daddy issues.
Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I do live in a college town.
Oh, man.
Hey.
I got a quarantine for 5 days, and they gave me some medicine. And I
a horse dewormer? What'd they give you?
Paxlovid.
Okay.
Don't quarantine. Well, I hope you feel better, Jerome.
Yeah.
Sorry you got COVID.
Get it and spread it.
Yeah.
Let the gods sort them out.
Yeah. I'm not like the guy in Florida, DeSantis, saying, oh, we didn't shut the state down because we don't listen to the Biden administration.
But they didn't have any more cases than anywhere else.
Right.
So why would you shut the state down if it's not actually doing anything?
Yeah, but I'm not taking it.
Jerome's probably one of those amnesty askers.
I mean, and then the people who got triple vaccinated are still getting COVID. So clearly none of the measures that were taken to prevent it are actually working, unfortunately.
All the evidence is in.
I mean, I wish that the vaccines would work.
They just don't.
But they just don't. And I've seen so many people who, you know, were vaccinated and
obviously,
got COVID.
Jerome got vaccinated, had at least a couple of boosters, and he got it. So
you could make the case like maybe it would have been worse, but we don't really know.
If the vaccines work but still have the side effects, would you get it?
When you get vaccinated.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I know people who had COVID without getting any shots whatsoever, and they had super mild symptoms. Like, I know one person, they only had symptoms for 2 days. I was put down for, like, 8 days solid. I stayed away from people for 2 weeks because it was early on. But when I
that was pre-vaccine, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, it was when they were still...
the studio, pre-vaccine.
Yeah. And so, like, I, of course, never got the vaccine because I'm like, I had it. Why do I need the vaccine? And then I'm like, why does anybody need the vaccine? And then people who got the vaccine started getting COVID and spreading it. And I'm like, all this information is false. So, yeah.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about something. Did you see that Oprah endorsed the guy that's run against Dr. Oz?
Yeah. Orca Winfrey?
Did you see that? Did you see that? Yeah. I wonder why. I wonder why.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea who these
Dr.
people
Oz
are.
Dr. Oz got famous on the Oprah Winfrey show.
Sure.
And Oprah endorsed his opponent in this upcoming
election. Dr. Oz is running for something? What is he running
the
for?
Senate.
Governor of,
I had no clue.
Is he running against Dr. Phil?
I don't know.
Yeah. No, he's running against the guy. I with the guy.
Didn't Dr. Phil get famous on Orca Winfrey as well?
Yes. And then spun off his own show.
Hey, don't be calling her that. That's not nice.
Orca?
Yeah, that's
the most dangerous dolphin.
Yeah, well, she's not very nice either.
Hanging out with Harvey Weinstein.
Right.
Of course she's nice. She's giving away a lot of stuff to people, man.
And you get COVID, and you get COVID, and you get COVID. Everybody gets COVID.
No. You're just being a Weisenheimer.
And even them with the tax bill on their brand new cars that they can't afford.
You know,
that's nice.
If you want to think she's nice.
I'm not surprised.
If you want to think she's nice, hanging out with, people who, I don't know, do human trafficking of teens. Harvey Weinstein.
She's nicer than Trump. She's nicer than that clown Trump.
I don't think either of them are
I don't think either of them are very nice, actually.
The problem when you call Jerome is you always make these assumptions and comparisons to things that we also don't like, and so it doesn't work.
I mean, it is possible for, like, both people to be evil and us to not like them.
Right, which is usually the case.
Just because I don't like Oprah doesn't mean I like Trump.
But he plays it off as a gotcha, right? Like, she's better than your guy, but he's not even our guy, so we don't care.
I had a guy tell me today he didn't like LeBron James,
I don't like LeBron James. I'm a Michael Jordan fan.
What the hell has he ever done to make people mad at him?
Appease China.
He's a nice guy, too. He's a nice guy.
The biggest problem with LeBron James is, of course, when he left Cleveland. Like, that was Cleveland's, like, major export.
It's a free country. When you're a free
country. Yeah, but he personally caused an economic depression in Cleveland.
And then he came back and won a title and all that shit.
I would have believed it.
Jerome, thanks for the call.
It's because he appeases China. The NBA, all those guys, they got to do it right for the Chinese market.
We're out of time. Thank you, Richie Rich. Thank you, Nikki, for joining me
tonight.
Thanks to all of our callers and our listeners. If you missed any part of the show, find us in the archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.